Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Let's pick up our property headlines, what's taken place over the weekend around the country with Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Jonathan, how was it? The spring auction market is now done and dusted. Is there enough stock on the market? Still pretty strong, you've got to say.
It is. It was very strong when you consider all things, and that was the spike in listings. It wasn't a dramatic spike, but you know, there was a bit more on offer, but you know, overall, it's that lower volume at auction and also private treaty is the cause for why clearance rates are in the high 70s in Sydney and also in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, but even if you go to Canberra, 72% in Canberra, 112 auctions, so that's a decent old wedge of auctions there. You go to Brisbane, they're sitting at some 52% to 53%. So, you know, they're reasonably strong. Adelaide, strong also. So let's just not pretend that the property market has lost completely all semblance of growth. It's still there.
Well, what was interesting was there was some research out from CoreLogic last week that showed that the auction strength, the auction clearance rate strength, isn't just because of strength. It's also because of a bit of wisdom in some of those non-traditional auction suburbs around Sydney, such as, say, Parramatta. Last year, they all got into the auction swing, and they caused the clearance rate, or helped the clearance rate, deteriorate. This year, CoreLogic have noticed that those areas in Western Sydney that aren't, you know, traditional heartland for auctions, have had fewer auctions. They put less of their stock to auction. And so, therefore, those weaker areas aren't showing up weaker results.
Okay, what happens between now and Christmas generally to markets around the country?
Well, I hope there's no auctions on December 24.
No, there shouldn't be. You'd have to imagine, unless you're really desperate.
There'll be someone. But look, the auctions will run through to the December 17. They'll peter off a little bit, you know, because obviously, I mean, in some circles, of course, they say once the Melbourne Cup's run that the auction season starts to deteriorate, but that just didn't happen. There was no fade out this spring.
Any standouts in terms of properties that you spotted that you really thought were highlights?
I like the derelict ones that were up for sale on the weekend. There was a very cute cottage, warehouse in Albert Park that
mile stomping around
sold for $2.57 million, 190 square meters under a rusted tin roof. And I worked out the price growth over the last 34 years, because that's when it last sold. It was 12% annual price growth. Because you know what? Back in 1982, I don't know what you were doing, perhaps at university, it sold for $40,000.
Wow, it's pretty good, isn't it? Anything else that stood out for you? Any big sales?
Sydney had a Roselle dump that was a nice facade, but behind it was a dump. And it had sold 3 years ago for 1.1, and on Saturday there was very keen bidding. It sold for over 1.6, almost 1.7. So that reflected 12% price growth too, annual price growth over the last 3 years. So, you know, those sorts of figures are, you know, really, really strong markets. I mean, where else can you get 12% annual price growth?
And if you think about all of the things you could have put your money into all of that time ago, you go inner city property, if you buy it at the right time, you buy it, you know, in an opportunistic fashion, then under those circumstances, it really is a situation where you can do well out of property. And that will be true in the future, Jonathan.
Yeah, and look, I always say one of the adages in property is buy just before Christmas or after Christmas, because, you know, if the vendor is already committed elsewhere with a purchase, they might be prepared to accept a little bit less. So I'm not going to say you're going to steal it, but you might be able to get it for something other than an astronomical price.
There you go. A little tip from Jonathan Chancellor, propertyobserver.com.au. Speak next week, Jonathan.
Cheers.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.